Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Success Circle call. I'm excited that you're here. If you're brand new to the Success Circle, I want to welcome you to today's Business Accelerator call. And today's topic is total marketing control, how to at least double your marketing profits in 60 days or less guaranteed. This is Lisa Minini, and I'm with my very special guest, Derek Freund, who is a marketing expert. But before we get started, I want to make sure everybody has heard about the upcoming events, live events that I have coming up. The first one is October 15th. If you are in the Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan area, we are hosting, and I'll be speaking at the Ultimate Success Summit. And you're going to hear a variety of speakers talk on how to seal the deal 98% of the time. I'll be talking more about that, how to manifest leads out of thin air, as well as different revenue enhancement strategies, as well as a cash flow formula, video marketing for your business. It is a full day event, and it is going to be an awesome, awesome Ultimate Success Summit. Again, that is going to be in Grand Rapids. Davenport University is our host sponsor, and the Michigan Business and Professional Association, or the MBPA, is also going to be one of our sponsors there. So we're so excited and delighted to have them on board sponsoring that event. It is going to be an all-day event, and you can simply go to my website at accelerateassociates.com under events to look and to register for that event. Very, very excited about that. And October 19th, if you're in Canada, yay, my Canadian clients, I'm going to be there in Calgary joining you for the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers. And that is going to be on October 19th, that's Saturday, October 19th. And I would be delighted if you would join us. If just check our latest Accelerator e-zine that goes out this Saturday for links to these events, especially the one with CAPS. It's going to be hosted by CAPS, so I'm real excited about that. And also, March 20th, I know this is ahead. I know a lot of you like to plan ahead. So next year in March, I'll be in New York. So I know some of you already have heard that, and really excited to see you. So that's part of the Mastering Influence Game by Christina Nitschman, who has Savvy Central Radio, who is hosting that with a variety of other hosts that are sponsoring that event. So I'm really excited about that and looking forward to seeing everybody there. So lots more events. You can see the live events on my events page, again, at accelerateassociates.com. So I believe in getting started because we have a lot to share with you, and it is going to be a blast. I guarantee you that it always is. And my guest today is Derek Freund, who is the master marketer and is best known nationally as one of the country's top professional direct response copywriters and speakers. And he's one of only a few who've been personally mentored by Dan Kennedy and hired by Bill Glazer, who is the retired president and co-founder of Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle. Now, Derek lives in Michigan, and he runs Rogue Marketing Systems, and he's affectionately called Coach Derek by his clients. And he also leads one of North America's top regional marketing group training consulting groups training, and he also works with independent business owners and professionals. He also has a long list of clients that include Inc. Magazine's 500 fastest growing private companies. He's also worked with the largest web designers for independent heating and cooling contractors, and he also works with one of the world's oldest clock time systems manufacturing company, as well as a 12-year-old privately held company that increased their sales by 231% and profits over 300% during the first year of using Derek's marketing. Many, many other achievements that he has held. Derek's passion is working with independent business owners and who are cracking their annual $1 million in sales in revenues, and he facilitates his most requested program, the Marketing Control Workshop. He lives in Brighton, Michigan with his lovely wife and their three teenage children and loves spending his no-work time with his family, relaxing, reading, and enjoying his lifelong enthusiasm for fitness and nutrition. So, Derek, welcome to the Success Circle.
Wow. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate that introduction. You must have done a lot of research. You had somebody do some research.
It was easy. It's really easy to find information on you, Derek.
Got to watch out. Enough about me. Let's talk about the members. I always want to promise, and hold me to this, everybody, that if I write an article or address a crowd, whether it's for 10 minutes or 10 hours, that my focus is I want to give $1,000 worth of value. So as you and your audience, as the sole judge and jury, let's see what I can produce. And I'm excited because, see, this event, these minutes, an hour plus that we spend together, any significant event in life, be it a seminar, a sermon, getting married, starting a business, stopping a business, whatever, those are important hinges. But really what's so important is everything that happens before. The lead up, the education, the experience, sometimes baggage needs to be, you know, removed, sometimes it needs to be gained. And then the during is important, but then really what happens, what's important is after the event. What do people do with their notes, with their PDFs, with their links, whatever? What do they put in their back pocket and actually use or discard? That's where the value as a speaker is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited, and I can start off talking about the total control and how people can coach themselves, or where should we take this?
Let's do that because, you know, as we, I know you've got a lot of stuff you want to share today, and you're going to tell us the 21 ways to use direct response marketing in your business. But first, let's explain what direct response marketing is. So let's start with kind of a definition to give people some context of what you're talking about. Because they've heard from me about the online systems and lead generation and all that, but let's talk more about direct response marketing.
Well, that brings up two, and I'm actually going to answer that, give you two answers for that, Lisa. The direct response marketing is when there's an advertisement, a sales letter, a web page, any the media is changing all the time. So you could say Twitter or Facebook or newspaper, postcard, not website, none of this is new. It's just new media. So if you're going to think 100 years ago, the Sears and Roebuck catalog or your website or Amazon.com or any of these are all, these aren't products or services that are bundled through wholesalers like going down to the grocery store. This is direct marketing. And good direct marketing serves the purpose of both educating and selling and influencing the end consumer. So you won't see me write an ad that says, Cutty Sark Whiskey, enjoy the experience, or Cologne Obsession, you know, because it doesn't have the five essential elements, and we'll go over the five essential elements. And people, look, I'm sure your audience as well as anybody, does not mind investing money in themselves and or to promote their marketing. That's just, winners are happy to do it. We just don't like to spend money and not get a return on it. If you spend $100, $1,000, and you get something back less, then you've lost money. And obviously, nobody can keep that up for very long. Well, unless you're the government, but that's another story. So direct response is you, your listeners, going directly to the consumers and having control over the market. And I'm glad you asked me that question because, really, my next book that's just preliminary getting out and getting, you've been through this process, I know, more than once, Lisa, getting edited and getting reviews and testimonials, but it's called The Book of Marketing and Software for the Brain, which is my fancy title for really a whole bunch of definitions. So when somebody says something like pay-per-click or opt-in or lead generation or what's your control, it can get kind of fuzzy because a lot of these were, and there's hundreds of them that are used in marketing. If a person doesn't speak the same language, there's a mix. What's the word? Mix and disassociation with what the words, because they're literally and figuratively not talking the same language.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you talk about the ways to use direct response marketing in your business, and you're going to give us 21 ways to use direct response marketing in your business.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot.
Well, I can give all 21, or I can start with a definition, and then we can give key five factors, and then we can kind of splinter off there. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, if that's going to get us, if it's
okay.
Going to get us there.
Okay. If somebody wants to count off the 21, we can keep track of that. I just want to make sure to deliver the most value. First off, I want to define the title of this program is Total Marketing Control. It's a cool title, but the real meaning isn't the obvious one. Everybody likes to hear that I'm going to get control over my marketing and the money that I make, and everybody needs to do that. People hope and pray and cross their fingers for business, and there's a time and place for this, but there really are systems in place, and you're one of the top people in teaching how to set up process systems and marketing systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they are miracles, but just like the farmer or any of us, I've got some plants. I don't have a green thumb, but I've got one of them's dead, but six plants on my windowsills here. And to me, it's just my reminder every few days that I water them, or I'll take a leave and I'll grow an extra plant, that this is something that anybody can do, even though I'm not into plants or horticulture.
Mm-hmm.
So a control is having a system in place, and really the definition of a control, if we were in a meeting, now 99 out of 100 marketers will not know this term, but sophisticated direct response marketers, they'll say, so what's your control?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say they work for People Magazine or Guthy Ranker, the people who have proactive skincare products, or Rexall Pharmaceuticals, or any of this. They'll say, what's your control? And they'll refer to a specific marketing piece that they know every time they spend X dollars, if it's the Wall Street Journal, it can be millions and millions of, but every time they spend X number of dollars, they get Y number of responses back. And they do that through a period of talented people and sophistication and testing. And what boggles my mind is you see all these bright, intelligent people who own their own business. That's why I only work for independent businesses, because they're the only people who get what I'm teaching or doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is how do they consistently make money? You talked about the company. They're now located in Ann Arbor, Michigan, incidentally. That they're already 12 years old, they were featured in magazines, and we helped them grow 231%. Well, the good news, bad news is they grew so fast, and then I lost them as a client because they were bought out by a public company. And the public company didn't want to hear anything what I had to say. They just, it was a different world, a different language, and honestly, I really couldn't sit in the board meetings because after about 15 minutes, I lose patience. I go, are we going to talk about making some money here
mm-hmm.
instead of everybody covering their butts and trying to look smart? And
mm-hmm.
Yep. So everybody should think of and ask themselves, what's my control? What am I doing to actively get business? And again, I don't want to get carried away with the media,
mm-hmm.
but what's the sales letter? What's the web page? What's the email? What's the flyer? What's the mechanism that a person can consistently use that if they know they send out X, they get Y in return that's profitable?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not doing that, you cannot stay in business very long unless you have a rich uncle or spouse or somebody who just decides to benevolently fund you.
Mm-hmm. So control is really a thing or a systematic thing that you send out and get a response.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Exactly. So in creating that, one of my big clients right now, we talked earlier offline, is Chelton Benefits Group, and they are an insurance wholesaler. So right now, what are we, 7 days in the government being shut down?
Something like that for the U.S.
Essentially
government.
Over Obamacare.
We have some people from other governments. So, yes, let me explain. The U.S. government.
The U.S. government.
We have some people on the call that are not from the U.S. Maybe saying what? I'm sure everybody right now has heard that, though. But
exactly. And but the crux of the matter is over the national health care reform. And honestly, and we'll to be politically correct, I'm not taking one side or another, other than because there's panic in the street, there's incredible marketing opportunity. So for about 6 months now, I've been working with this company, and we're just growing lightning fast. Now, you talk about the company that's doing $1 million in sales. You know, I've got one client that they haven't quite reached $500,000 in sales, but most of his gross is net in his pocket. This other firm, they were talking with, we were with Companion Life, and they're doing $6 million a month in premium. So, you know, numbers are all relative. But for everybody to look at their business, we have what, I've trademarked Derek's essential elements of a good marketing piece. And over the years, I got to, when I participate in mastermind groups and I see people saying, well, this is what I'd like to do, I said, wait a minute, let's decide what's the basis. So, you know, I like nutrition, and a person doesn't have to be a nutritional expert, that if I show up with my meal and it's just 2 pounds of prime rib, as much as I love prime rib, that's not a balanced diet. On the other hand, if it's a piece of chocolate cake, which I also like, that's not a balanced diet. Anybody could say, well, Derek, how about like 6 ounces of prime rib, some vegetables, a little bit of starch, et cetera, and you have a balanced meal, maybe not perfect. But over time, what's going to be a balanced marketing piece? So, and we can go into more of these detail.
What are some of those essential elements of a good marketing piece?
Well, the first is an irresistible offer. And in any given market, there's a recipient. And when I coach people, and I encourage people to coach themselves too, because I won't have the opportunity to work with everybody. You don't have the opportunity, is what to your market is irresistible? What do they want? And that can, in terms of what they want and maybe what they need. For example, we have a casino in town. If I got an advertisement that said, come to the Windsor Casino or the Detroit Motor City Casino, and we'll give you 2 rooms a night, we'll give you food, we'll give you a case of Budweiser beer, a pack of cigarettes, and $50 worth of gambling tickets, that doesn't appeal to me. Okay, I make no value judgment, but to some people, that's going to be a very, very irresistible offer. I mean, bordering on, because a couple of those things are addictive. So it's not so much us, but as marketers, what is irresistible to our clients. So when I market a CPA and his ideal market is a dentist, we market directly to the dentist with the specialty on how the accounting practices for dentists, how this gentleman is superior in doing that. As it relates to the healthcare insurance program, right now the biggest advantage is the fear of loss, because some of these people have hundreds of thousands of dollars of commission they're earning, and they could, it could literally go away, and the world is not going to start feeling sorry, going, oh my gosh, the insurance agent doesn't make all his or her commission anymore. And if things change, that industry will go away, much like most mortgage brokers. And
so in building an irresistible offer, then, you would say, you know, what is the potential fear? What is the opportunity? So depending on who your client is, your irresistible offer may either solve something, maybe help to relieve their fear, or something around your product or service.
Exactly. Here's another example. Cliff Wells is a personal injury attorney I'm a client of in St. Petersburg, Florida. And heaven forbid if anybody is in an accident, really the attorney that you select makes a huge difference of whether somebody wins or loses the case, or whether they're treated with respect or dignity or not. So we can have information that says, you know, two things lazy attorneys will not tell you that can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Click here. And those are unique marketing methods, because unlike somebody, you know, people don't plan on having an accident weeks and months ahead of time. Boom, it happens, much like your basement or backyard flooding. There's an emergency and it needs to be taken care of. So it can be adding information, it can be adding a guarantee. My protocols that I determine is an irresistible offer, and again, the caveat is as determined by the market, not by you or what I like. Me or you are unimportant. It's what the prospects want. The other one is a guarantee, and that's the second or third point, depending on how we're numbering this. I believe that every marketer must guarantee in one form or another the product or service that they sell. And if you can't guarantee all or a portion of that, then I believe you should not be in the business at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I could try to say there's good moral reasons for this. I could try to explain that there's good money-making reasons for it. I can explain that there's referral opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And people will naturally resist that. But there's always some portion that can be guaranteed. Stockbrokers have said, well, I can't guarantee whether the market goes up or down. And I say, okay, I respect that. And there is laws in place preventing those ladies and gentlemen from doing that. But can you guarantee that you're going to return phone calls on time? Can you guarantee that you're going to have a chocolate buffet and it's the best chocolate that's available within 500 miles? I mean, we can have fun with this.
Yeah, and there's a satisfaction guarantee for training. I mean, all of it, right?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's about people being treated with respect and dignity. And the world is skeptical out there, and we all work too hard. In most cases, 99% of these cases, it's just good business to offer that anyway. So why hide and not mention it? Why not make it a selling point?
Mm-hmm. So the essentials of a good marketing piece so then involve creating an irresistible offer,
mm-hmm.
Solve a problem, make a guarantee.
Yep.
So I counted three. I don't know
okay.
if that's correct. What else?
Sure. Well, that's actually two, but the way I
okay.
count it. But I like your number. We're rounding up. The next point is to have a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I've got to imagine most of your audience, if they're like you or I, Lisa, is we're goal-oriented people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if we're going to go on a diet or an educational program or set goals, we need a deadline. If somebody says, well, I want to make $1 million, well, I mean, define $1 million. If somebody's going to make $50,000 a year for the next 20 years, well, they made $1 million, goal achieved. But or is that 2 years from now having $1 million in the bank tax-free? Let's be very specific. So similarly, when we have our product or service, what's the deadline to when somebody can join or they can accept? And sometimes this needs to be fabricated. Other times, it's just there's an event. I mean, we really appreciate that people are going to listen to this via CDs or MP3s, but the live experience is only going to happen once ever
mm-hmm.
in history.
Right.
So bless the people who are on the call right now. They're experiencing something that nobody else ever will.
Right, and when there's, and 80% is showing up, right? And
mm-hmm.
you show up and you offer something great to the people that showed up that otherwise maybe others don't get because, hey, the reality is they didn't show up.
Yeah, and there's operational, you know, later on we've got that $100 offer. It's better than that, but people would be happy with $100. But one of them is where it's not a template, it's not a software, but we're going to do a custom personalized sketch image for
mm-hmm.
people. And there's, I can't remember what it is, a 10 or 14 day. But I can hire the person to do that, essentially give it away, but I can only have that person on the clock for so long.
Right.
And we get the images in, we take care of creating your custom sketch image, and then when it goes away, it goes away. I can't give them away for free anymore without losing money.
Right.
So the people who are first to react will get the benefit of that.
Right. And my clients know that something I always teach is you have to ground something in a date. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
it won't happen. And so that's the deadline, right?
Yeah, so, thank you. And you and I may use some different language, but gosh, we better use the deadlines on ourselves, okay,
yeah.
Like the event that you have coming up in Grand Rapids, the event mm-hmm. you have in Canada, they are truly once-in-a-lifetime experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody maybe can't go to all of your events or all mine, but you better scoop up what you have while you can.
Right, right.
What
are
okay.
some of the other essential pieces of a good marketing piece? So we have an irresistible offer, we have a guarantee, we have a deadline, what else?
A response mechanism. So here's what happens is somebody comes up with the irresistible offer, and I can give you a few examples that I've created for clients recently, and we can maybe even put a package together with, I don't have this prepared now, but let me know, with PDFs or examples. But what I call a response mechanism. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have somebody that says, okay, we're going to give you this, we're going to guarantee you that, and you're going to show up here, and here's the deadline, and then it's call my office to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Or call me and try to chat. Well, that's a very inefficient way to do business. A response mechanism can be 10 or 15 years ago, the big way we did it business to business was, here's your fax acceptance certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So you take your letter or your printout, and you'd put your name on it, Lisa Manini, and if there was a credit card number or information, you'd fax it in. Nowadays, we have web pages, we have toll-free numbers, we have any different way, but when somebody looks at all the material, where's the thing that says, click here to save your spot?
Mm-hmm.
And people so often get wishy-washy about it, or they say, yeah, but that's in the third paragraph on page 7, and it says it here,
mm-hmm.
and it's like where in direct sales, where's the closure?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the point where it says, sign here, get this, click here, send this in the mail, et cetera, call this 800 number, et cetera, et cetera. It's no time to get wishy-washy.
Yeah, and make it easy for them to do business with you. I remember getting a postcard, and it was very timely, and the only thing that was on it was a phone number. There was no other way to download something or for them to get my information. So I thought, gee, boy, did they just waste an opportunity to get me to take better action and to get my information. There was no other way to do that. So is that what you mean by a response mechanism?
Exactly. Some of these simple things where you say, and I don't know what they were advertising, but, you know, save your spot, put yourself at the front of the list, jump to the front of the line by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't think anybody needs to have 12 different methods, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a fire in the theater, we need two exits, front and back. If there's six, we're all dying, you know, confused mind. But, you know, let's say a web opt-in page, a toll-free number, or what's becoming big now is text-to-chat.
Mm-hmm.
And text-to-chat or text-to-opt-in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, it also depends on the audience. Some people sometimes love to take their preferred method, or I see people putting QR codes on websites.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe they know something I don't, but I mean, if you're already on a website, why do you need to zap a picture of that to program it into your phone? I mean, you can already click it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a client, Rex Tubbs, who you've met, I'm sure, several times in our group, Lisa, and one of his markets is to brides-to-be. Well, brides-to-be, on average, are 28-year-old
mm-hmm.
women.
Yeah.
They're very proficient on smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
As a whole. Now, I'm not saying that 48 and 68-year-old men and women aren't.
No, we get you.
I mean, you know, but statistically speaking, in that market, his awards to military veterans, Gulf War, Persian, Vietnam, World War II, don't use that media a lot.
Right.
So it's not one of the primary ones we use.
So kind of know what response mechanism to use for your particular ideal client.
Yep.
Your target market. Okay, what's the fifth?
The fifth is testimonials and testimonials to overcome objections. Rarely do I meet with somebody who says, oh, people love me, they're great, they say this, you know, I doubled their business, or I did this, or, you know, a beautician or whatever. And we say, well, great, let's publish it. Let's make that information clear. Because even though they may not say it as eloquently or as clear, people will believe what an independent third party will say 10 times more than what we say about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And people they can identify with, by the way, this is a fact, the higher up anybody goes in the socioeconomic, because every once in a while I like to hear somebody say, well, my clients are different. You said that earlier too. My
mm-hmm.
clients may be different, or they're educated, or they're smarter. Well, okay great. But the higher up you go in the socioeconomic environment, the more important referrals and peer-to-peer review are. If Donald Trump is going to buy a new Learjet, he's probably concerned, well, who's the best expert engineer and pilot on Learjets? What Learjet is Warren Buffett, his friend, the greatest investor in the world, driving, you know, plastic surgery, whatever. Those things become very, very important from social, from comfort, from knowing what other smart people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame for anybody to do that. so with these five things, irresistible offer, guarantee, deadline, response mechanism, testimonial, create this like a menu of food that we can use, and very quickly somebody can look at their own marketing and say, what do I have here? What am I missing? What do I need to fix? And they've now literally become their own coach.
And I've often on my website say, start here.
It's like a game board. Start here.
So there's no question where they need to start, you know, no question at all. And we're updating it too because they're, you know, things are always changing. So you talked to us about having a control. So we've already talked about that, and that was huge. I mean, just talking about something that you can automatically send out, having a system that you know if you send out X, you'll get Y. And then also having the five essentials of a good marketing piece, which you know, even if you're evaluating your website, I would imagine you can go through, do you have this? Do you have all
Absolutely.
Poster or anything. What are some of the other ways to use direct response marketing in your business?
Well, in direct response, that's why we can, when I listed 21, there's 21 or 210 people really to look for opportunities to find a control to do this. And in a few minutes, I'd like to talk about list building. And if you can maybe give me some examples of some of our listeners, the businesses they're in, but, you know, that reticular activator part of our brain that if somebody says, oh, well, I look for people who are new to moving into my town. Great opportunity to sell people. There's hardly a professional service from, you know, attorney to CPA to banker to realtor, et cetera, that can't benefit with some sort of a welcome wagon type program. Well, you can get lists of people who are new moving into town. You can, or new businesses that are starting. So in terms of getting smart to say, okay, if I have a business, who is my best prospect and what indicators are popping up?
Is there a good place for people to go to get lists for businesses or?
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, it takes me about 20, 30 minutes to, and I'm pretty sure you've been to this seminar, Lisa, but it's Reference USA. The 3-minute explanation is most every library in this country has access to Reference USA. And once you have your library card, you can even get access to this at home. And that's the foundation for a company called InfoUSA, which is the largest B2B and business-to-consumer list broker. And there's something like 230 million people in there and 14 million, I can't remember, but most every business, 24 million businesses that are in there, including new businesses. There's only one caveat is you can only download 50 records at a time. Now, you can download 50 more and 50 more, but it's free. It will take, somebody can now take that information and be a good student and take 45 minutes or an hour to teach yourself how to do that and be afraid to do a few things wrong. Again, I can do a follow-up and we can take 20 or 30 minutes, but that's the free source. There's any number of paid services like Standard Rates and Data, SRS. There's one called Zap. Nowadays with the internet, before it used to be a minimum of $750. Now the stuff is free or 10 bucks or a list cleanse. But there's very, very knowledgeable people out there that can get you the right data. So like new movers is imperative. But here's where the consulting and the knowledge comes in. And you get me excited about this, so stop me if you want me to ramble. If somebody has, let's say, a pizza parlor and somebody just moves in or they have a hardware store or a Lowe's or a design, you want those fresh, hot right away, okay? Because the stat is like 80% of the money you ever spend on your new home is in the first 6 months, okay? There's exceptions, but there's just a whole lot of money spent on a home within the first 6 months. There's a lot of pizza purchased. If it comes to getting your taxes done or a dental practice, it actually doesn't help to get those lists right away. You actually want to buy the lists that are 3 to 6 months old. And as you look closer, it makes a lot of sense. I just moved into a new house, spent a whole lot of money. I'm getting my man cave built. I'm making sure my wife is happy, the kids' room, the paint, the baby, whatever you're going through. getting a special offer for teeth whitener or somebody to do your taxes or even auto repair, you're just not top of consciousness right now.
Right.
60, 90 days, 3 months, 6 months into
the
it.
Timing.
Okay, now I got to concentrate on getting my teeth cleaned.
Yeah, timing is critical. Yeah.
Exactly. And but see, not everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So yeah, timing is critical. But to look for those those are some of the what I'll call the rogue or J. Conrad Levinson, who is really the Dan Kennedy and what I'd like to think of the Derek Freund of the 70s and the 80s, had these incredible techniques and ways of teaching to say, let's look for these opportunities, the new business, the new movers, or people who are moving away, going into business, going out of business, somebody
mm-hmm.
just getting married, somebody just getting divorced, somebody reaching a certain age, maybe they're joining a health club, they're getting plastic surgery, they're getting their teeth worked on. There's these indicators that are the healthcare changing in the company. And there's, it would be gross for me to say the money that is being made on this right now.
Yeah.
The timing is good.
Yeah. Give us a couple more ways to use direct response marketing, and then I want to make sure we get to some of the other things that you want to talk about with some ways to reinvent and turn around a business. So just give us a couple, just real
okay.
simple.
I'll give seven, okay?
Okay.
And one of them was a speech I created years ago called Torque Marketing, okay? And T-O-R-G-U-E. Okay, these new, mnemonic devices are great tools. So first off is your target, okay? Who you're selling to is more important than anything else, okay? And a lot of people want to create something first. Now find out who your best
mm-hmm.
target is.
Right.
And then the O is for the offer. What is the irresistible, which was part
mm-hmm.
two of the 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a lifetime example. So in the case of the personal injury attorney, it would be watch these three videos to know the seven things lazy lawyers will not tell you about personal injury protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With the healthcare, it's the Chilton Benefits Obamacare Survival Pack, which is the New York Times best-selling book, the Obamacare Survival Guide. By the way, we didn't write that. My boss employer did not write that. However, it's still a valuable program, which we were able to create and buy wholesale. In about 3 hours, we were able to figure this out, and it shares the message we want. By the way, it has testimonials from Dick Morris, and so we were able to, I don't want to say create, but we were able to find something instantaneously that, and then buy it wholesale because it served our purpose, that we then created special reports and CDs. So what's the offer? The R is for repetition. And here's a personal note. We can all love our spouses, our children, our significant others. We can give wonderful gifts and everything. But Lisa, if your husband said, you know, on your anniversary coming up, here, Lisa, I'm giving you a new Lexus automobile, or here's a mink coat, give me a pass on gifts for the next 10 years. <I'm glad. laughs> See, now the guys are going, that should be fine. Yeah, that should, I mean, come on. Give me. I spent $80,000. Divide that up, you know, however that is for how many weeks, you know, flowers. No, you still want the flowers and the chocolates and the vacations or whatever. and maybe keep your Lexus car and spread that, you know.
So repetition.
Yeah, so the target, the offer, repetition counts.
Yes.
And we, you know, sometimes that means marketing daily. It usually means at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Q is for quality. We need to have quality messages. We need to have quality information, not junk, not faux science, but quality. The U stands for unique. Years ago, and I'm sure there's still people talking about the unique selling proposition. It's the Domino's pizza. I'm dating myself here, but fast, hot, fresh pizza,
mm-hmm.
30 minutes or less. And the whole company was built, melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
They're what's unique? For me, that's not the only thing I stand on. That's just one of seven torque, how to get 100% of the results for only 20% of the effort. And then the E stands for education. An educated customer is the best customer. And if you can truly show somebody how to be educated, they're going to believe, know, like, and trust you better.
Mm-hmm.
For example, every carpet cleaner knows that a way – you know how to prevent 80% of the dirt from coming into your home or office, Lisa?
Take off your shoes?
That's probably 100%. That's a good one. Unless you have a Japanese restaurant, though, that might be kind of hard to do that if you're running a Costco or something like that. But touche, you're part of the A group. Okay, you take off your shoe. You're good.
Well, you asked.
You shut me up. I tell you, you left me speechless. Okay.
That or have hardwood floors.
Well, that still doesn't. No, 80% of the dirt is if a person puts down a good throw rug. And watch this. Look outside a business that does not have it. Somebody will walk across the threshold, and they will do nothing. You put a 6 or an 8 foot throw rug in the front, and people will start. I've got my headsets on, so I can stand up. We'll start stomping like we're little trained horses.
Yeah.
And needless to say, that will knock off 80% of the dust, germs, debris, et cetera, that are on our feet. Well, the carpet cleaner that is, or floor polish or whatever, that's so selfish that goes, I'm not going to tell my clients and prospects that because I want to be called back for business. Well, you know, they're jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they share that with information or give them the spotting, and I know this is kind of a basic example, they're going to create better informed, longer-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If I have an attorney who says, here's how to avoid getting into trouble, here's how to treat people fairly or whatever, not, well, let him get messed up and then pay me more dollars. That's not a good relationship.
Right.
So to be able to do that is imperative.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm earning that the $1,000 there.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the direct response marketing. Any other tips before we move on to some of the other questions?
Well, to always have an offer, to follow the system. And sometimes I do these calls and people are online and they say, but I have a funeral home. So we give an example of a funeral home. Or I have a plumber. Or I've got, you know, people, I'm a realtor and now people, you know, don't decide to sell until, you know, 3 years out. And how do we handle that? So I give examples.
Mm-hmm.
The best back of the pocket thing is, and we cover it more on the other seminar where we give 50 or 60 different ways, but is to build your list.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody stamps on the forehead going, I am in the list building business.
Mm-hmm.
And get people's business cards, get their names. There's all these cool tools now. I'm involved in some of them, but you know, take a picture of somebody's business card, scan it in, and I can give you all these examples where somebody, our mutual friend Terry Coker does this in his franchise business. It's brilliantly simple, and he is dogmatic, and he does. If I ever ask him, Terry, what's your program right now, your control, he can always list three
mm-hmm.
or four.
Yep.
Now, he knows there's 60 or 100, but he does three or four very well, and that's
mm-hmm.
really all he needs. Terry, if you're on the call, hi, bud.
Yeah.
and I can show where somebody who just does three or four of those, in most every business, we can add $100,000 a year to your profit, even like a cleaning business, somebody doing homemade service. You may not believe this, but I can go through the example. But if for nothing else, okay, I'm not 50 yet, quite yet, but, you know, I realize none of the money I'm making, I'm taking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, this is all about relationships. And take money and opportunity aside from all this, there's just really cool people we get to meet along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And friendships, and you know, every once in a while there's a stinker out there, but you know, you can take that stinker and you can go into your program and like erase them from your list and go, you know, I'm just not for them. Or they're not for me, and that's okay. So
and when you're building your list, you're building those relationships, you're building the community, you're offering a lot of value.
Yeah.
Get that.
And I like to chunk it down because, A, it's like an exercise program. It's not like you can exercise for 6 hours and then not for 6 months or
mm-hmm.
6 days straight. It's kind of like, here, you know, let me buy you a Lexus and I don't need to give you a gift for 10 years. It's something you need to do on a regular basis. But one of the things that keeps me motivated by, because sometimes I wake up, I'm not motivated by money.
Yeah.
I'm motivated to have fun. I'm motivated to see somebody else get results. I'm motivated, and it's like, what cool person are we going to have an opportunity to chat with, to meet, I'm flattered when somebody says, I read your article.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how cool is that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Now, you talk about some big breakthrough ways to reinvent or turn around any business. And I want to make sure that we get that because you also want to point out 7 really important questions and that every business, really business owner, must ask any ad agency, media rep, or consultant. But first, let's get to those, you know, big breakthroughs to reinvent and turn around any business. What are some of those?
Okay. Well, I learned from our, again, mentioned Terry Coker's name, mm-hmm. that we all have a system in place. It may not be a functional system, but we all have a system for mm-hmm. brushing our teeth and putting our clothes on in the morning or whatever. But putting in place a system and analyzing what you're doing. So, for example, if somebody, there's a meeting today, one of my clients, I won't mention them, but they're making all these millions of dollars, but when you break it down, it's less than 50, it's really 45 companies that are buying from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, you know, you can put these business cards in your pocket and still have room for an apple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then in each one of those companies, there's three or four other people. So the big breakthrough is to go, okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's take these 45 or 450, and what can we do to double that? Now, duh, that sounds simple. But if we have our control and we know for every 100 flyers or emails, we have six people or seven people raise their hand and say, yeah, I want to do this, how can we say, let's up this from 100 to 1,000 or to 10,000? And there's a funny thing that happens in people's minds. We all are our own best friend or worst enemy. I'm totally convinced of this. And to try to break somebody of their perception, because otherwise intelligent people, you'll say, okay, Bob, you've got 100 prospects and you're getting 7 new clients. What can we do cost-effectively, of course, to up this to 1,000? And they start squirming. No. If this number works, it's going to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a confession. 10, 12 years ago, I was doing this very same thing with direct mail. And somehow I had it in my head that I can only mail within 5 counties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 5 counties in Michigan. Now, why could I not have 5 counties in Illinois, Missouri, Ohio, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Texas, wherever? It's silly. But it took me like months to get that out of my head. And I needed people in a mastermind group to go, come on. I mean, it's silly. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already had a multi-million dollar business. I owned 2 Harleys. I was a big shot, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm saying that tongue in cheek. But the world was telling me, Derek, you're a smart guy. But I did then and continue to now sometimes do dumb things. So the breakthroughs come usually by doing simple things much more frequently.
Mm-hmm. So analyze what you're doing. What did you just say about doing things more simply is by looking at what you're doing, so kind of changing mm-hmm. your mindset around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Well, have the control, and I guess the simple way is, how can you add a zero to it?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's making $1,000, what can you do to add a zero to it to make it $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 100 prospects and you're making $1,000, what can you do to add that? So those aren't just doubling. That's like 10 times. And then it's putting those things into systems. And I know you do a great job of teaching that. How can you automate your marketing with autoresponders, with websites, with virtual assistants? What are the ways to do that? And everybody's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But if a person asks themselves those questions, they can usually come up with some very good answers.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do think they should talk this over with a qualified, competent person, or with a wise person, like a grandmother or something. Say, yeah, Grandma, I want to double my business. And you go, okay, honey, that's great. Well, what are you doing next? Well, mm-hmm. I'm taking off at 2 o'clock on Friday, and I'm going to go to the carnival or something, and I'm going to sleep in until 10 o'clock. Well, nothing wrong with any of those things if that's what you want to do. But if Grandma goes, hon, that doesn't sound like a millionaire talk to me, Grandma's probably right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In terms of the 7 questions, to be brutally honest mm-hmm. with an ad agency, is, A, what's their track record? If you go, what's your track record of results? Can you give me referrals of other happy, satisfied clients?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the fair number, I like to think, and I'll encourage everybody to pick their own number, but how about 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody's going to have somebody who maybe doesn't like them for any other reasons. But in the whole planet, How about three people who have said, I've done business with her, I've done business with him, and I would do it again?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
That's pretty reasonable to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is, what have they invested their own money in? What are they doing on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it ties in kind of with four in terms of what skin in the game do you have? If somebody's selling me something, whether it's a concept,
mm-hmm.
how have they done and how have they benefited from this themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one is, can I pay you in terms of the results that I'm getting so that we, the seven habits?
Mm-hmm.
Of highly effective leaders.
Yep.
Wonderful book. Although, by the way, just following that from marketing, I was a relatively young man at the time, and I started saying that on sales calls. I'd look at somebody and say, you know, I need this to be win-win. I quickly figured out that nobody really cared whether I won or not.
Okay.
they wanted to. I win. And that's, I mean, you know, look, you go buy bubblegum at the store or everything, you're not going, well, I want the owner here to win on this situation. We're not concerned about that. So, but to ask somebody, you know, what do you have to gain or lose if I follow your advice?
Okay.
So if I ask somebody, let's say I get free advice, and they say, well, Derek, what do you have to gain by that? Well, how about a really good testimonial? Because I'm always looking for those testimonials. Sometimes the testimonials are more valuable than the $1,000 consult fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do they have to gain? Because I want to be the customer that they're happy to see when they walk up. Not, oh, this guy spends stupid money. Or this guy's a lousy customer because he drills down the price. But how can I be the best customer for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I'm sorry, I was scribbling these down.
Six or seven? What's the track record, referrals? What have they invested in? Can I pay you in results?
Mm-hmm. Is that five? Forgive me.
I got three, so what do you...
No, we have, what's your track record is
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Referrals.
Oh, referrals is two.
So your personal track record, referrals from others.
Mm-hmm.
What skin do you have in the game?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the three individuals that would go under referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I should have had my other notes here. The brutal. What direct response training do you have? What do you have? That's really the most important thing. How can I measure my success? Okay. And what are you doing for me to keep my results and my expenses down? See, that's the flawed system with the traditional model with, let's say, interior directors or decorators
mm-hmm.
or my mom was one growing up or a traditional ad agency. The first question they want to ask is, what's your budget? Because they know they're operating on a 15 or 17% of that.
Right.
And then they go out and buy media. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a publicly held company and their budget is $10 million or $100 million, that's fine. But small independent business owners, and I've had chats with my counterparts, the chief financial officers, both the independent and everything, the reality is almost nobody has an advertising
mm-hmm.
budget. They spend money on advertising. They may tell salespeople, like, it's not in the budget, or I want that to be in the budget. But they're not accurately sitting there going, okay, we did $252,000 worth of business, and we're going to reinvest 7% of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being that. And just like any other professional, be it a CPA or a doctor or somebody who has the insights in terms of really the money, it would be unprofessional to try to bilk somebody for all the money they have when it's just inappropriate and not the right place.
Mm-hmm. Now, Derek, you also have... you have actually something for my Success Circle members. You
mm-hmm.
want to share with them what it is that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. We can pick up the conversation, and we're going to have it live, but much like this is going to be recorded. It's the A to Z Marketing Workshop Live, and it's Be Your Own Chief Marketing Officer. And just like here, I want to be able to pour everything out that I can. But then I also want to be able to give the collateral material behind it. And it sounds like a sales pitch to say I've never done this before, but you talked to me like 90 minutes ago, and I was like, well, I'm just putting this stuff together. So, but what we're going to go into is greater detail, and I want to get questions from the listeners ahead of time about five essential elements. So I will actually work on their marketing personally ahead of time so that we will be working with live, real material. So if somebody says, I have a pet shop, I have a professional services, my spouse and I are involved, whatever, we're going to give specific examples of the five essential elements. We're going to go over the magic marketing pyramid. And the magic marketing pyramid is how you use your message, your market, and the various media, and how you can use those the most cost-effective way to do this. Because I've seen people grow broke with 50-cent postcards, and I've seen them get super rich with $10, $15 priority envelopes. Mm. And that's just doing some eighth grade level math. I then have Derek's seven doctrine of coaching. And if there's time, I'm not trying to hold anything back. I'll gladly go through this doctrine right now. And then along with that program, everything that we're going to be including live and having them recorded. So if you can't make, we prefer you to be on the call live, but we're going to record everything, and then you're going to own the MP3 of that recording. In addition to that, you're going to get an example of the text to join, you know, with the text to dial. And if anybody wants to do that right now, I don't have it totally set up, but it will work because I'm not much of a techie, but that's a good example. If I can do it, anybody. If you just text ROGUE, ROGUE, to this number, 22828. If you do it, I'm great. If you don't do it, it doesn't matter to me. But the point is the text opt-in is a great tool. So just like somebody would text somebody, it's a short number, 22828, and capital letter ROGUE. Don't put in Rouge, it's Rogue. And then, because in an hour and 15 minutes we can't cover everything, what we include on that is a 21-day crawl, walk, and run beginner to 100% proficient program. And this is how to use electronic email. Now, I want to be very specific and make very good. It's 21 days, and it's like taking a self-study program from 5 to 15 minutes to do this. Within 21 days, a person is going to crawl, they're going to walk, and they're going to run. Does that make them an expert? Probably not. Does it make them 100% proficient? You bet. Because I don't want somebody to listen to the program and go, oh, this is cool, and they can re-listen to it. I want them to have the collateral material so they can go out and then go, oh, this guy's for real, and then they can refer me business, they can come out, we can do the ongoing business, or if that's just where the relationship begins and ends, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. Now, here is, did you ask?
Well, I just want to make sure because I know that I want to make sure people have the link too. So it's a shortened link, and it's CONTA, Conta, CONTA.cc. This is what Bitly's given. Did they change their site? I don't know. I've never seen this you know, shorter website, but it's C-O-N, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, A.cc, / the number 1, A-J, capital N, and then L-U, and then capital V. We'll go ahead and send that link to you in an email anyway. So just in case you didn't get it, conta.cc/ the number 1, AJNLUV. And you'll get...
Better send that as a link or something.
I am. I'm going to send it. But that's where your teleseminar is at, correct?
Yep. And here's something else, because now I like getting information products and, you know, software and special reports and checklists and everything, and we've got a bunch more. There's another special reports here, 60 ways to grow your list, you know, for fun and profit. And this is just literally a checklist. Somebody can go through every day for a few days or a week and build it into a habit. There's this other program. We're going to get you one, Lisa, too, is a sketch image.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it, not that we're trying to fool anybody, but we just get a picture, give us a picture of you, and it looks like an artist did a pencil sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the truth is it's done with computer software. I'm not trying to fudge anything. But now, see, you're pretty. I'm not pretty. So, but as a caricature, now I love caricatures. There's a guy named Vince Palko, and he's done Matt Fury. He's done like six of Dan Kennedy's books, these caricatures. I paid him almost $1,000. He's in Sylvania, Ohio, Vince Palko. AdTunes is the name of the company. It's great. Okay, I don't own stock in it or affiliate or anything. But not everybody wants to spend the money. And the truth is, I started liking my sketch images more. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm printing out a letter or I want something to be subtle, it's really the first and foremost way to personally brand yourself.
Right.
And, I don't want to say this is a $1,000 value because it's not. But this is something that would easily cost somebody $150 or $200. We'll just give you that. Now, that is limited to anywhere up till about the early part of November, because mm-hmm. we've got to this time. The first people who sign up will get it done real fast. The others will have to wait. And then I just only have the technical person who can do that available through until mm-hmm. college semester exams come up.
Wow, that's great, because I've seen the sketches. It's really cool. And it's a great way to use in your branding, a fun way to use in your branding.
Yeah, get it for $20,
yeah.
$19.95, $19.98. Join the seminar and listen to the stuff and do all that value. But
and the teleseminar plus the sketches, it's only 19, what did you say, 19 and change?
97 or 1998.
There you go.
I wanted that to be irresistible, you know.
So when they go to the link, that they'll get all the information on that and be able to opt right in. Okay, great. Wonderful.
And obviously, that's all 100% money back guarantee. Everybody's got to be happy with what they get and what they hear.
Yeah. Well, Derek, I want to thank you so much. We are just about out of time right now.
We are. I'm not out of material though.
We are out of time, and I want to be respectful of everyone. You've given a ton of information today in just a short period of time, so I want to thank you so much for...
This is fun. This is cool. I like this.
Very fun. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. I know that when people implement, and I think people for sure are going to look, or at least they should, look at their sales materials very differently. Mm-hmm. After today. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for coming to the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. You can always find the recordings in our Success Circle membership site, where you can register at accelerateassociates.com and click under members. Just put in your username and password to get access to it. And within 24 hours, we'll also be sending you the link to today's teleseminar that Derek mentioned. So look for your inbox, and we'll be sure to send that to you. Thank you so much for coming on today's Success Circle call. And until next time, everybody, create a great life. Bye now.
Bye now. We'll rock your world, right?
Bye, Derek.
Bye now.